This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beaver Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Spirit is now in.
Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you for the anointing.
Yes, Lord. Please.
Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Have your way. And we want to bless your word.
Yes.
Not our word, but your word.
Your word. Yes, sir.
He's a good God.
Oh, yes. All the time. All the time. All the time.
You have a blessed son named Jesus.
Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you have a co-pilot of Jesus, yes. The Holy Ghost.
Right now.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Oh, we want to thank you.
Yes.
To God be the glory, Lord.
Yes, sir.
All the praise, honor, and glory.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed to be found in the house of worship.
Amen.
We're going to the book of Acts.
Yes.
We are turning to Acts chapter 5 and stand.
Amen.
So I do want to thank God, recognize Marshall Brown, I still call him.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes.
So who you are, you need the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
I was talking to law enforcement the other day. He said, when I go to church, I go to serve the law.
Yes.
But these positions that we hold are just temporary. Mark chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you all for coming out today. Acts chapter 5.
Amen.
And we'll start reading. We'll just start reading because it's a lot in here. The 19th verse.
Amen.
I'm going to drop down. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors.
Mm-hmm.
And brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple of the people all the words of this
God.
And 21 says, and when they had heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught the people. The high priest came, they and they that were with him, and called the council together. And all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told them. I got to drop down. Let's go to 27.
All right.
Acts 5:27. You can read the rest when you get home. I hope you do.
Amen.
And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, did not we strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intended to bring this man's blood upon us. Drop down. 34. 33. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. 34 and last, what I read said, then stood there up one of the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, and had reputation among all the people. and commanded that you put the apostles forth a little space. And he said unto them, you men of Israel, take heed to yourself what you intend to do as touching these men. For these days rose up God, boosting himself to be someone, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves who were slain. Mm-hmm. All as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought tonight. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of taxing, and drew away the much people after him. He also perished, and all even as many as obeyed him were disobedient. I'm got down 39. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it.
All right.
That's happening. You be found even to fight against God. That's what I'm trying to get to.
I'm
trying to fight against God.
Let's
do it again.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it again.
I think I heard that too.
The staple cities. Y'all remember that? That's right. Y'all probably listen now still today.
Amen.
Put your hand on your mouth. That'll help the solution.
Yes, sir.
But that meant something. They said, I respect yourself. Then they say that if you don't respect yourself, ain't nobody going to give a hoot
about you.
You want to do it, though?
Let's do it again.
It's your truth.
I'm glad to be on living on the land of dying.
Man.
You say, this ain't the land of the dying.
Yeah.
I want to ask before I get started that you keep Mark Tyson's family in the ground. I saw Mark pass my shop the other day in a nice Lincoln. I said, well, I missed old Mark. He always liked the Lincoln, him and his mother, Sister Tyson. They had a funeral home, that too funeral home.
Right.
But he had passed away. His own truth was lost. Amen?
Man, amen.
You never know where your end of life.
Say that.
Well, on this side, let me get it straight. But keep them in prayer. And on yesterday, there was so much going on. I went by Orson's film. I don't know if it's on the floor. He passed. And I talked to Bishop Webber, and he was like, won't you stay? I said, no, I got so much going on at the shop. I can't stay, you know. Because I have a lot going on, you know. I'm sad. You know, you got the cooking. You got the pocketbook selling and all this kind of stuff going on, you know. So I had to get back. But I looked, and I thought about it. I said, Lord, one of these old days, we all got to pass
it.
And you know what? We take it so for granted. But this is not our home now. I know we look good today and our suits and all that. But God ain't coming back for that. He's not coming back for this African clothes I got on and I'm looking at it. I can afford it. God give it to me. Everything I wear, Diane, God gives it to me.
It's all right. All right.
Everything, and guess what? Everything he gave you, he gave me.
Gave
you 2 cars, drive, 3, you know. I'm just thankful for him right now because while the blood is running warm in my veins.
Say it, preacher.
And we need to thank God every day.
Say that.
Because we could be homeless.
Yeah.
We could be in a nursing home.
Dead.
We could be sleeping in our cold grave.
Say that.
But thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
Who have set us free.
Yes, Lord.
Woke us up this morning.
Yes,
Lord. Started us on our way.
Yes.
And somebody don't want to say thank you. God is good, ain't
he? Yes.
Let's look at the text. And as I was talking, I went back yesterday. I had a shout. Brother Brian, one of our prayers from his father, knowing I love you, I'm good and young. Bought one of his cars that was just sitting up and he said, now, you know, all this stuff you know, God, you can't take it with you.
Say that.
He said, you know, we was talking, and I said, he bought a plate. You know, we was just laughing and talking. He said, I come to see you, Mew. Because that's what they used to call me, Mew, in school. See, if you know me by Mew, you know me. He knew me. And I did his car. And he went out a plate and stuff, said I made him talk to Bob, and you know, he was just talking. And I said, dude, something came over me. I said, we need to pray. I said, because a few years back, you got shot 4 times with a big gun in your home, outside of your home in New Orleans. I said, we need to pray. I said, because you know what? You're a living sacrifice. He said, let's go. And we pray. That's what it's about. Gathering with you and your friends, you know, that you come up with, not talking about, not gossiping, all that kind of stuff, but, you know, showing the love and fellowship of one another. I said, though, we need to pray. I said, remember we was young, now we didn't know. I said, I'm fat, look at your stomach, But we growing old.
Right.
At one time, y'all, I didn't have a bald spot. Let me tell you something, too, about me. I'm a sharp dresser. I take up to my uncle, Jim. Jim Stage starts down every day. That's my mama's brother. Not my dad, my mama's brother.
Right.
And if I could dress for the devil, I'm sure I'm going to dress for the Lord. I'm going to wear my best. And so let me tell you something. God knows what you like.
Yeah.
And you know I like to dress. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something else too about the gospel and about you being a woman or man of God. People is not going to say everything good about you. But I'm at a point now that when they say something bad, I say, thank you, Lord. Because he said that in his word, he penned that in Luke 6:28, bless them that curse you and pray for those which despitefully use you. You see, if they ain't doing that to you, or if you ain't being picked on, if you ain't fighting against something, if you ain't been going through something, or if you ain't been guided, you know, into a situation you're on.
You're saved the same way.
But if you name the name of the Lord, and you sincere now, ain't that because you know you got a lot of people that's called church goers. I'm not talking about nobody in here, but if the shoe fits you wet, I ain't got time for playing games now. Life is too short.
Yes,
I was that feeling, it's all OC, you know, it brought back a lot. He used to be a good, he was a good man.
All right now.
He's gone on now. One of these other days, we're going to be the same way.
Yes.
People don't like to talk about that.
Yes,
but it's going to happen.
Yes,
you can know it all you want. You're going to get you some no remembrance pills and everything else. It's going to happen one day. I hope it ain't there tomorrow, but if you do, ain't nothing I can do. Ain't nothing you can do about it. That's an appointment unto death. Everybody got to give them a call. Hebrews 9:27 says it's an appointment unto man who wants to die. After with the judge. We got to get that together. Is you saved today? Have you been born again? Is you enjoying the added to the law of the Lord? Because if you add to the law of the Lord, you need to have it behind you in the house of God. So who it is? Jesus stayed in the synagogue every Saturday. And he was the Lord. So what about me and you? We make excuses for everything.
Come on, preacher.
But don't you know one thing? That God is real. And whatever he said, he means what he said.
God ain't meant to be played with. That's Ananias and Sapphira up in the first part of that chapter. Them niggas lied to the Lord about some money. The Holy Ghost killed them right there in the church. It's in your Bible if you throw it out.
He sure did. Lied right behind
another husband and wife. Ananias and Sapphira dropped dead right there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. God is not to be played with, man. I tell y'all, every and let me tell you something. No matter what I go through, God always
y'all know I ain't gonna be alive.
Because I ain't gotta be alive behind the sick. Yes, God make a way for you too. If you just know how to get down on your knees every day and say, Lord, I want a relationship with you. That's why I was late for Sunday school, because God was talking to me in my house about some things that I got to face tomorrow. But the Lord had already went and made it.
Oh, yes. Come on.
He'll take care of you. He got money.
Yes.
I don't need to share your money.
Yes.
He got money.
Yes.
I think he got y'all. Right? And the money you got in your pocket for him, too.
The Bible says wealth is laid up for the just, ain't it? You should be above and not beneath. The linen that's above, that's what the Bible said on it.
Amen.
Now they tripping. Over here in, well, let's go back to Acts chapter 3. In 3, that was this boy. And the Sunday school was about Acts 3. I ain't going back, I don't know what it's about. chapter 3, there was this boy lying at the gate of Egypt.
Yes.
And he couldn't do nothing for himself. Do you know some people like that today?
Yes, sir.
They can't do for themselves. And yeah, we can do for ourselves. We got arms, we got legs, and we still grumbling and grinding. If somebody turned, just look at you, got a vision. Somebody turned to me. For Jesus, know what he's talking about.
Yes, he does.
Mark chapter 13, 11. And somebody, you got to read it, just look at it. You think I'm lying. And
there.
Luke 12, 11. Yeah. Get it? Mark 13, 11. Luke 12, 11. Jesus says, he said, when they take you up before the council.
Yes, sir.
And when they sit you in the midst.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to try to question you and try to ridicule you. And they're going to try to make you feel shame and all this. But in that hour, you ain't gonna have to meditate or premeditate on what you have to say, because the Holy Ghost in that same hour. That's what Jesus said. See, years ago, New Jerusalem, I didn't have to ask, I didn't have to ask nobody for nothing, because I was, you know, I had money. But my soul was lost.
Yeah.
Not by money to buy everything. But you can't buy you through the pearly gates. No.
Don't buy everything.
Ask the rich man now. We didn't see chapter Luke. Some of the gospel is hot. You make people fall out. Get mad with you. But that's okay. The old folks say, scratch your behind and get glad. I was talking to Dr. Drake, and I don't know if y'all know me, he's annoying. Down in Simsport.
Yeah.
And he said, Eugene, he said, all you gotta do is keep on preaching. God gonna step in.
Oh, yeah.
Now he may not step in when you want to, but he's gonna be on the anointing. Oh yeah, he's anointed. See, anointed matches anointing. When I first met him, we talked like we knew each other, you know. But let me tell you something. When you is anointed, you don't have jealousy in you. You don't have backbiting in you. You don't have all those lying faith in you. You don't be beat. So, I'm no blame. Ain't no real people going on beyond. A lot of false prophets and all, they don't be with that. So the book say, I can say that. Go read. It's in Matthew 22, 13, 14. What? Read. Look what happened. Now, here in this 18th verse of the chapter, y'all, they begin. Now, unknown to us in here ain't that holy. That somebody hits you off. Now, they ain't just hit them, they beat them. Now, you're looking at it just like I'm looking at it, ain't you? That's what the Bible says. And they laid their hands on them and put them in the conduit. That means they started whooping them because they had already told them not to preach it.
Yeah.
Over there in the fourth chapter. Remember with the fourth chapter?